last week we sat down with a podcast called History Goes Bump to be on their show and talk about our paranormal experiences. The hosts are Diane and Kelly, and they're fantastic, and they were lovely.
Oh my God, I loved them. I loved them. They were so sweet.
They were so much fun.
I'm very sad they don't live closer to us, because I feel like we would have a lot, like we would go out to like the bird and shoot the shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they were really cool. And yeah, they're in Florida, so I don't plan on going down to Florida anytime real soon, but who knows?
Yeah, I loved just getting to sit and chat and some of the questions, like, what is a ghost to you? Oh, man.
I was not prepared.
I wasn't prepared for that one.
I should have gone after Amy because she had the best response. And I was like, I don't know other things.
I think that that's the reason why you ask it when people aren't expecting it, so that you get an off the cuff answer.
That's very true. Yeah.
And truthfully, I think you'll all have to listen to that episode to find out what we said.
You will.
We're not going to spell anything.
And listen to their show, too, because as you know, I'm a fraidy cat. And their show is so good because they touch upon the paranormal aspects of different locations without scaring me, which is hard to do.
And you know that I love the logic. Mm-hmm. And they go through a lot of the logical side of things as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. They do some investigations on their own and they like to debunk stuff. That's where they go in first, is debunking. So they're not like, you know, who just yells,
talk to me, do something to me.
No, I've listened to several of their episodes and they're just honestly fantastic. So
they are. And they're family friendly. They don't swear.
Yep.
They're not super scary. So kids can listen. You can listen to it with your kids, not like our show.
And it's so educational, too. Not just the what you mm-hmm. get in school, but the whole history of different mm-hmm. areas in a bite-sized piece. And that, I think, is really awesome. And I know Diane was saying that they have some listeners who are very young and can't be in the Facebook group because they're too young yet, but get to, you know, engage and do other things. And that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a really nice community built. And I'm a little jealous, to be honest.
It's fine.
Although we have great patrons.
We do.
Great patrons. But
highly recommend their show. Go check them out and for sure listen to our episode. Amy will put it in the show notes when it airs. I think she said it airs like March
12th.
12th? 12th. I think she said 12th. So yeah, I'll be sure to put it on all our socials and I'll, you know, promo the crap out of it. And so y'all can listen. It's going to be really fun.
It was a really fun experience. They were delightful. I hope everybody feels the way we felt after leaving their show when they leave our show.
Yeah, you said you were on like a high all night.
I was. Like, it like made my night. And I texted the gals and I'm like, I really hope that people feel this way after leaving our show because they were just delightful. Yeah,
they were.
So
super fun. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Diane.
And this is Kelly of the History Goes Bump podcast.
We are in our 10th year of production for the podcast.
And we can say without reservation that no other podcast has covered as many haunted locations as we have.
We prove that history isn't boring.
It's terrifying.
Find History Goes Bump wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep it spooky.
Bam, Amy here. Welcome to The Activity Continues, a podcast where three soul friends talk about all things paranormal. Ghosts, hauntings, psychics, movies and TV shows, especially The Dead Files, and other spooky and spooky adjacent things as well. We also like to interview people in the paranormal community, as well as past Dead Files clients and other interesting people. Sometimes we even tell your stories. We hope you enjoy the show. All right, Megan, take it away when you're ready.
This week, we are launching our spring break series. this was AP's idea, so she is going to tell you what is going on with this.
Yeah, hey everyone, it's AP here. I was just thinking about being that we're in Minnesota. It's usually cold and dreary. At least we've had the dreary of January all winter long so far. It seems like we're on the 759th day of January.
No kidding.
And it's always, you know, we're just always cold. So I thought, well, what if we created a little bit of a theme to help us like get excited about the spring that's coming? We know that's all coming about. And so, boom, spring break series comes to life. You're not going to find any Girls Gone Wild here, but you're going to find girls off the rails completely most of the time. And so if anybody wants to come and join us on our adventures as we travel through some spring break locales, grab yourself a tropical beverage, NA or Full Throttle, and join us for the fun in the sun as we pretend to be warm at one of these sunny destinations. So we each got to pick two different destinations that are in somewhere that might be a spring break destination, like California or Hawaii. I'm sorry, Alaska, this isn't your trip.
Not this time.
No.
So
as you say this, I literally have my heater on my feet right now.
It was warm today.
It was 50. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I only went out 50? With a light jacket.
Yeah. Shit. I didn't even wear a jacket today.
That's how you know you're from the Midwest, it's 50 degrees and you're like, this is a heat wave.
A light sweater is great today.
It was high 30s on Saturday and I was outside in a long sleeve, one of my what I call Scotland sweaters because I bought two heavy sweaters when I went to Scotland and a vest for hours. That's all
I bet you got hot too.
Yeah. It got warm.
Yeah,
those Scotland sweaters are no joke. They are so warm.
Oh,
I've worn mine once in the last year because it's never cold enough to wear them.
The only thing I have from Scotland is my necklace that Amy gave me. I don't have a sweater.
Well, my sweaters are not actually, these ones are not from Scotland, but they are ones that I bought to go to Scotland because we were going to be hiking and everything. And So today we are going to be talking
after all
about
that.
I know. After all that, I'm just going to slide right
we'll just dive right in.
Yeah. We are going to talk about the Deadly Picture Show, which is season 13. And depending on which vessel you watch on, it's either episode 11, which was on demand, or episode 12 on Max. And then if you start searching it online, Travel Channel website has it as episode 12. IMDb has it season 14, episode 11. Nonetheless, it is a Deadly Picture Show that aired on October 2nd, 2021 in Los Angeles, California. Amy, why don't you take it away for the content warning we might have?
Content warning. Okay. You two can pipe up if I missed anything. But what I was thinking about is there was an airplane crash death, which was during a filming of a film.
That was
sad. And it was kept in.
And they kept it in.
I know. When they said that, I was like, are you kidding me?
But we'll now the film has been lost.
Good.
Yeah.
And I said, as soon as he said that, I said, as it should be. There should not be any footage of somebody's death.
No. That's hideous. That's hideous. Mm-hmm. Also, a murder by shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I could think of or all I could remember.
Yeah, this one was pretty tame.
It was pretty light in comparison to some of the things we've seen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I guess that's it. Oh, AP is going to read the overview that she wrote. That's going to give us a little quick update and a shortened version of the whole synopsis. And then we will dig deep into that after that.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Amy. So yes, like I said earlier, it is season 13, episode 11 or 12. And it is the Silent Movie Theater in Los Angeles, California. Daniel is the manager or has been running it for the last 2 years. He is from Australia. His girlfriend is Claire. There's an employee of, it sounded like she was only there for a month when this was shot, Drew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's also at the reveal, which I thought was really interesting. And the projectionist, Daryl. So these are the four people we hear from during the episode. They have feelings of being watched, anxious or nauseous, physically touched, and they're hearing things, lots of different things all over the place. They have had a paranormal group, at least one, More than one is what we have found out.
Mm-hmm.
In with a spirit box, and that was catching things, because Drew talks about a paranormal group prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
Amy connects to a few different people, some being trapped in a glass box by another spirit, a woman who may or may not be fully explained in the reveal at some point, a man who has a dark side that he hid in life,
mm-hmm.
and a murder or two with a lot of residual energy. Steve connects with a host fan favorite, Cheryl Dorsey. Please come talk to us, Cheryl.
We love you.
And they talk about a murder for hire and a few others, more history of the area, and a web of connectivity of the area. We learn about filmed deaths that make it into a movie. And in the reveal is Daniel, and Amy appears skeptical of him. And there's a few different times. And again, we've seen sometimes the editing is an interesting way, and it could be a way that is not as portrayed, but we're seeing that she is a little skeptical of him. And Drew, which I thought was an odd choice. There's no pretty bow to wrap this all up together, mm-hmm. though. There's a lot of connections, but they're not like, oh yeah, that was definitely this person, or it's definitely this person. Not much has to be done to make it safe, and they're working towards it, and the activity continues.
Mm-hmm.
This episode for me was kind of lackluster. I feel like there wasn't really a lot going on. And when Drew started talking about the spirit box, I kind of rolled my eyes at that because
I did too. And then I immediately went, I wonder who that is. And I Googled it and found out that sure shit, it was on
Bagel Bites.
You know that one?
Bilbo Zagans.
Yep.
I just thought that like being anxious at work.
Mm-hmm. Well,
who hasn't been anxious at work at one point or the other?
Yeah.
The evidence that they have, and I'm not discrediting what's going on
mm-hmm.
per se, but I'm just saying that for the Dead Files to go and do an investigation, I thought what they had was very weak.
It was very minimal, but I feel like afterwards we started, like Amy sent us an article, and then as we started to dig into that a little bit, so there was an article about the company that recently owned this theater from 2007 to 2017, when a bunch of shit came out that was right in time with the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
That really sparked a lot of different things happening. So this theater basically shut down for a couple of years and then was reopened in 2019 or 2020 on Christmas Day. It was opened 2 years prior. So basically whenever Daniel came in. And what was confusing is when we were researching and looking at these articles is one of the previous people, his name was also Dan or Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say his last name.
And that's when I was like, I really hope it wasn't this Daniel.
Yep.
And I thought it was, but AP set me straight.
I was digging through the archives, guys.
Digging through the archives.
Just noticed that the date of that article was 2017, and then he had said he'd only been there for 2 years and this was released in 2021. It just like things mm-hmm. weren't quite adding up. So I'm curious if potentially a little bit of the history of the area was a draw for the Dead mm-hmm. Files to come in.
Because the
new group's studio is called Brain Dead Studios, who is running this. And from what I see, it's doing well. They're showing silent movies to modern movies and lots of really interesting and cool things. But the previous history was a little bit more juicy than what we got in this episode.
Yes, there was some
salacious stuff there. But like, I mean, even when the guy, Daryl, was talking about the projectors and he's mm-hmm. like, they both quit at the same time.
Right.
It has to be paranormal. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Yep. No, it doesn't. Technology? You're using really old yes. equipment.
Yep.
And you know what? He didn't say like they broke. He said
the
film started spinning off.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
all that means
is haven't we all seen that in a movie?
Yeah. And that could easily have been that he didn't connect it to the other reel correctly because it comes off one and goes on to the other.
I just feel like of all the episodes we've seen, this was to me the weakest.
You know, maybe we needed a little bit of a break from some of the heavy ones we have
done a lot of rough ones. So it was still a good episode.
It was a good episode because the history was fun.
The history was really what kept this episode going.
I thought it was really interesting, though, like speaking of the history, and I mentioned it in the overview, but there was the female spirit of somebody who was supposedly murdered, and they were connect. Mm-hmm. They kept connecting it back to in 1997. It was one of the former owners. So we have quick history of it: is John Hampton started this with his wife Dorothy in 1942 time frame, and they were showing pre 1927 films. They had Mae West and Charlie Chaplin came through. He died in 1990. She went on through in 1991 and continued to open it with her partner, Lawrence Austin, who is a friend of theirs. Then Lawrence was having a torrid affair with a man, Van Sickle, 29 when they started. Yeah. 28 when they started. He was, yeah. It was a 41-year age difference. Yep.
Okay.
And I missed.
I thought he was 34 at one point.
In 1997, so later on. They had an affair for 6 years or whatever. So we have James Van Sickle is the younger gentleman with Lawrence Austin. James Van Sickle sets up a murder for hire to have...
Because Lawrence had put James as the sole beneficiary.
Yep, sole beneficiary. So Austin... Yeah, mm-hmm. Austin is shot in the face and the chest. But
once in the face and then twice in the chest.
Yep. And what makes it even worse?
The face would have done it, you guys. You shoot someone in the face, odds are not every time, but most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get your money, you got to make sure it's done.
I suppose.
But again, when we get to it, we find out that he wanted to make this look like a robbery. So he had the person who is a young man named a 19-year-old named with the last name
Christian,
Rodriguez.
Yeah. Christian Rodriguez.
Thank you. Yep. I was not great at catching first names in this one. But James paid him to murder Lawrence Austin and then to make it look like it was a robbery and not a hit, had him also take out 19-year-old Mary Giles.
Who was, I think, working concessions.
She was working the concessions.
Yep.
She survived.
Mm-hmm.
But we get that they were trying to connect the female ghost that Amy was communicating with as... Mm-hmm. to Mary. But then we never talk about that in the reveal. We don't really talk about that Mary survived and that things moved on. Yeah.
Well, Steve tells Amy that, well, it sounds like you might be talking about Mary Giles, but she survived this. And he tells the whole story, but then he says, but she survived. And Amy just goes, and then they move right along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, I put question marks did part of her soul die?
Was that a
little bit of soul splitting that some of that
or residual? Well, no, not residual.
It wasn't residual because she interacted, but there was a lot of residual out there.
Yeah.
And that was causing a lot of the uneasiness in the area
I mean, when I had my haunting and I had the Dakota County Paranormal Society come out, they told me that electronics, if you're sitting near electronics, that can give you feelings of being watched. So if you're around a breaker, what are they called? A breaker box? A breaker?
Circuit box.
Circuit breaker. That if you're sitting near that, then that for an extended period of time, fish tanks can do that.
Yep.
They're in a... I mean, come on.
When we talked with Dawn, she talked about when they go into for investigations and they look around for people who are having some, concerns, they take in a meter to check and see what is the electronic frequency that's happening.
And I don't know, maybe a movie theater has quite a lot of electronic frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did look, so they were paid, he paid him $25,000, which for adjusted for inflation, I believe was about $48,000.
Wow.
So somebody's life was worth $48,000.
Hmm.
Which, watching Homicide Hunter, people have killed for less than that.
Yep.
But still, not $25,000. I mean, $48,000.
Yeah.
And then he did throw in the extra $5,000 for Mary. So
yes, right.
He probably didn't get paid for that though.
No, because she survived.
Well, no, because he didn't finish the job.
Yeah,
and Jesus. I mean, come on. But I thought that was
He was out of bullets. He wasted three on the dude.
Okay, but even if it's a revolver, you have six.
You weren't supposed to. You were just supposed to roll with that. It was. Hyperbole.
Do you want
to hyperbole?
Do over.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Go again.
That was backing up. Even if he wanted to finish off Mary, he wasted all of his bullets on the other guy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Is that so much to ask? Just a little blind following here?
You know, I'm incapable of that. Is that too much?
Wow.
Wow.
Just follow me as if I was a cult leader.
You know that I would be the cult leader.
But you would. And I would 100% be in a cult. It's amazing I haven't been in one up to now. Amazing. Kind
of. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Just checking.
I don't think I've been in a cult. Amy would have told me if I was in a cult.
Maybe you're in Amy's cult.
If I'd known you. Yeah. This is a cult right here.
Okay. Well, now I don't know what to trust. This night has taken a turn.
Well.
And it's only Monday.
I was sort of in a cult, but.
Today was the Mondays of all Mondays. What?
You know, the teens, Christian teen cult that my parents put me in high school. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me about that. Yeah.
There was an adult version for parents, and then my parents were in there. I did the kid one for a while.
How old were you when your parents got divorced?
Right. I was in fourth grade, so it's...
Oh, okay. Not super old. 10?
No.
Okay. Anyways, that totally sidetracked. I don't know how... Oh, cults. Yeah, I don't know. This one was... The only thing for me, like I said, that kept it going was the history, like the plane crash.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
yeah, that I want to talk about... That plane crash in for a sec, just because Steve's response to that when he's looking at it and the guy says he's looking at the obituary, or not the obituary, the death certificate, which says crushed and mangled and burned in an airplane accident. And he goes, I've never heard anything like that before. And the guy goes, oh, they probably wouldn't word it that way in, you know, today.
No, they wouldn't.
And this was in, 1920?
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve is just... Like when the guy tells him that it made it into the final cut of the film and was broadcast, you know, shown in theaters, he was aghast.
And he was like, can I find it?
This is hurtful. And then he goes, is there any way I can look this movie up to watch it? I'm like, dude, you just fucking said how hurtful it is. And now you want to watch it?
Yep.
I'm glad that no copies were around. It needs to be lost.
Be on the fair side and of... Steve, all of our curiosities, we all have morbid curiosities, whether it would be this or something else where you're just like, did that really happen?
Yeah.
But yes, we're not going to go and search for it. But that is obviously the part of the reason why they had him ask that question.
Yeah.
And probably to make sure that maybe it was a let's make sure people don't go and look for this. We're not going to say the name of the movie and we're not going to. We're going to make sure everybody knows that it was lost.
It would be, they did say the name.
They did eventually. Yes.
Yeah.
The Skywaymen.
Yep. Which play off the Highwaymen?
Probably.
I don't know which one was. I mean, the Skywaymen might have been earlier.
The Highwaymen is a poem.
But the Highwaymen were also men that were along the roadways in medieval times and would rob everybody that came by. Not Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash and all of, I can't remember the other two. Merle Haggard.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no
idea. Amy, do you know what I'm talking about?
They're all artists, musicians, but was it a super group or are you talking about a movie?
Were they like a boy band?
No, they were just all artists that came together and they have a song called The Highwaymen.
Oh, their song. Okay. Yeah. No.
They were called The Highwaymen too for a little while. But
by a super group.
Only when they were doing coming together. Yeah. No, they all had their individual careers, came together for a little bit of time and then separated. So it was Kristofferson, Cash, Merle Haggard, and Waylon Jennings. It was Waylon.
Isn't Kris Kristofferson an actor?
Wasn't he also Blade? A singer.
He's both, yeah. Yeah.
Get out of town and take a bus.
He was a singer first.
Yeah. Really?
And then he was in Star is Born.
Mm-hmm.
And Blade, which I bought when I was 13. And my mom got so mad at me because she specifically told me, Megan, don't buy this movie. And I went out with my friend, Megan P. And I bought it at Shopko. And my mom was furious at me because it was rated R. And I was not of the age to be watching rated R movies.
Such a rebel.
I know.
What were you thinking?
My goodness.
I know. This can't tame me.
Nope.
I'm a wild horse.
I also want to mention that when Amy sees that guy with the red vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she says that he says, oh, you don't need to be here because I've got it all under control.
Mm-hmm.
And she describes him as red skin
and snake eyes.
mm-hmm. then she heard fuck off.
Yep.
He turned around, walked away from her, turned back around, winked, and his eyes were black.
But then when she drew
that
it,
whole thing as she was saying that.
But then when she had it sketched, it wasn't that. It was this creepy looking like 1920s like circus yeah. guy with the
hat. Yeah, and the
I just picture him with
cigarette.
Did yeah, Milton Locklear, who those might
arm,
have been, but
what are those
yeah.
arm things? That they
well, I think
on?
That was supposed to be the original owner. Hampton.
That's what I got was that yes. John Hampton was the guy who had a dark side in life.
Yes. Yes.
And that he hid. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious. I think that all of that was connected. The picture is what he's showing himself. But when what he really is that
is
monstrous creature.
Thing. Yeah.
To and when that she's... is keeping them. And he's keep because he was an entertainer or he right. wanted to entertain people. So, of course, mm-hmm. you're going to keep souls in a box.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and when she called him the collector, mm-hmm. and then yeah. that's when Drew said she got chills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, well, he collected old movies. He, yeah.
It made me, when she said that he had a darker side in life, my immediate thought was like, I wonder if he was a serial killer that was just never caught.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
it was in the, you know, 40s, the whatever time, 20s. Like,
well, he was exactly 1940s to 1990.
Okay, so they weren't exactly great at solving crime. And it's nothing against them,
he was in California in the 1970s, which is like high time.
Crime, serial killer.
Oh my God, there was
Zodiac?
So much going on.
Golden State Killer, Zodiac yeah. Killer, Green River Killer, the Night, oh my God, Richard Ramirez, you know, how many others?
Mm-hmm. There was a lot.
Yeah.
There's too many.
The Manson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but so that was my first thought when she said that. I was like, you know, because it was so easy to kill people then. How do you mm-hmm. The only way to really get caught, honestly, is if they like saw you commit the crime.
Yeah.
They didn't have DNA. They didn't have the forensic that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They
it was so easy to get away with murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like nothing against, you know, law enforcement. They just didn't have the tools that they have now. It was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm done with that tangent. But that was my first thought when she said that. I was like, I bet he was a serial killer in real life.
Yeah.
Well, and we just never caught.
Some kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. He was something. We don't get a lot of history about him. We just know about him. He and Dorothy came to, mm-hmm. you know, California to open this. I was actually just reading through my notes. Amy kept getting Jim or John. So then when Steve said John Hampton, she was like, shut up. Like, really? She was like, you know, I don't think she actually said shut up, but she was like,
I love
what
when she does that. And she's like, oh, my God, I surprised myself. Like,
she's like, oh, my God, I got that right.
It makes me it really, in my opinion, like makes her real because she's not cocky. All, like, I knew that. Like, I fucking she's like, oh, my God, seriously, I got it right. So I just think it really it's so endearing, you know, because even after all this time, she's like, oh, my God, I got it, you know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then what I have underneath
I
that
love
is
you,
when
Amy
she started,
Ellen, please come on our show. Please, 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 please.
When she started talking about, she said, there's a woman who touches them in the legs, usually 17 to 22, young, brutal murder, assaulted very recent, like she was a sacrifice. That's why it was like that had to have been.
It really sounded like Mary.
It had to have been Mary. But now also knowing some of the assaults that allegedly took place with the previous group that owned this.
Right.
Is there some of that that's tying in if there's a lot of residual and is it hyped up because of half of Mary's spirit or whatever might be there? I don't know. Like, you know, she's as for all we know, she's still alive at this point. But we obviously there was some form of connection that was going back to her. But then, you know, as we talked about having some of that stuff come to light afterwards, is there something that has to do with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one thing that I thought of when you guys were saying, you know, how you found out all those allegations.
One of the articles basically said, boys will be boys.
Gross.
Oh, God. Skip the shopping struggle. Get curated outfits picked by stylists who know your taste.
Hey everyone, AP here, and really wanted to talk to you about Wantable, which I love because I hate going to the store to try clothes on. I don't like being in the dressing rooms, the lighting's always bad, the mirrors aren't great. I'd rather try things on in the comfort of my own home. So I use Wantable to treat myself. Go in and select a style edit, have them send that to me, get surprised by the different items that might be in there. Some are outside my comfort zone, but it's funny how when I try those on, they end up being some of my most favorite items. I have a handful of items in my wardrobe right now that I have worn several times in the last couple months, and they're going to get continued use. Highly recommend you check out Wannable.
Get $25 off your first order by going to theactivitycontinues.com/wantable. Free shipping and returns. Wantable edits your style. Unleash the power of stories anywhere, anytime with Audible. Immerse yourself in gripping stories, insightful knowledge, and captivating characters anytime, anywhere. Audible is your library on the go. With hundreds of thousands of titles across every genre, there's a world of reading waiting for your ears. Listen while you cook, clean, or commute. Free your eyes to conquer your day, all while feeding your mind. Start your 30-day free trial today and discover the joy of listening. Go to audibletrial.com/TAC. That stands for The Activity Continues. With your free 30-day trial, you get one credit, two credits if you're a Prime member, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. You get the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals. Listen all you want, no credits needed. Again, that is audibletrial.com/TAC.
But what I thought of is, you know, how many times has Amy gone through and said the spirits here want to make people do things?
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, am never one to give an excuse for a man. But could it be possible that maybe doing things that they did was because of that man? But I don't know how much time they spent there either. I mean, if they didn't spend time there, then no, they're just pervs.
Yeah. Well, and that was, I mean, we usually see that when it's somebody who's living in a house and not just like working where they're but there for, we see some of that, but we don't
there was that woman.
It's an interesting thought too.
Yeah. And again, I am not one to make excuses for any type of gross behavior. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying in the past, Amy has said that there are spirits who will make people do things. But again, unless they spent a lot of time there, it probably wasn't a spirit, but it's just something to think about.
Yep. I was trying to think of anything else that Amy said. She talked a lot about that one guy who said living may hear him trying to fix shit and the dead he traps.
Mm-hmm. And that's when Drew and Daniel were both like, yeah, we do hear stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
Drew, to me, just seemed like she wanted to be on TV.
It did seem odd for her to be.
Yes. Part of the reveal.
When she was only there a month. So I'm curious if she had been a part of it previously. And then when they reopened, she came back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that was not something that was, you know, brought up, but
mm-hmm. or
just
aired.
A thought.
It
maybe?
Might have been brought up, but it wasn't
right.
aired. But yeah, excuse I don't me. Know. She just was very disingenuous. Mm-hmm. Like, she had the weakest stuff of all of them. Like,
well,
I'm sorry, don't come at me with a spirit box.
And Amy, you looked up and you watched that episode of Zagan's. Mm-hmm. And what year did that one come out?
2017.
So
that's why I had in my head that this one was
really?
2017.
Oh,
and that's
that
why
sense.
I thought all those articles mm-hmm. from the.
So this one, that would have been filmed
before
the article. Because, yeah, the other one. Well, I was going before the article that Amy sent us came
well,
up. Because that article came out in November of 17.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Not like this is a good one to watch if you just want a light episode mm-hmm. because there's not really a ton that happens in here.
And nothing was really scary.
No.
But like I
could
said,
have watched this at night in the basement in the dark.
And you were fine.
But you know, every once in a while you get some of those that it's not really, there's just a lot of stuff going on and mm-hmm. people being like, why are they throwing dishes around? Oh, they just want you to set a place over here. Okay. Well, then we're good. Like, they're just, you know, those are fine too.
Noticed.
Like they each have their own. Still, when I think about like some of the episodes we watched this year, I still would prefer, I think, this one over some of the episodes from this last season.
But yeah.
Yeah, that this was a this last season was heavy.
Well, yeah, and rough one. And there were so many self-serving clients.
That's kind of what I mean on that too.
Well, and fine.
And it wouldn't surprise me if these guys were too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are.
You know, since they
both.
And these are not the same people that were on Ghost Adventures. This was a different group.
Yep.
But I mean, anytime it's an establishment as opposed mm-hmm. to someone's home, I am dubious.
Question the motives.
But
yeah.
We had a few ones that were of houses or people in them that of this past year in the summer Brittany. That were like
absolutely.
And not just that one.
Yeah.
That just is the one that's
you all know out. Which one we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. True. And yeah. But I think I just tend to be a little more like
skeptical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Skeptical going in mm-hmm. when they own a B&B, mm-hmm. Elvis, and your dandelion job.
Dandelion.
Or, you know,
or
the Hotel Nowhere
bar.
Guy.
And yeah. your marriage is falling apart and you got diabetes. And the only explanation
is paranormal. It's paranormal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or your father wrote
Amy
a book.
And I both drank when we said that only explanation mm-hmm. is paranormal. Oh. We should do that all the time. Get your mug ready in case it comes out again, Megan.
I don't have anything tonight.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I was going to have an actual cocktail tonight, but I have to go in tomorrow morning and get my blood drawn to see if my cholesterol is okay. So.
Mm.
Really
oh my God, John drank on Saturday and he's still hungover today. And I'm like, you are so old.
We have a saying for that. It's called Tufsky Shitsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. I'm like, well, it really sucks to be you. But you, and he even said, he's like, I fucking did this to myself.
Yeah. Well, at least
like,
you
I have no
it.
One to blame but myself.
Well, at least
he's like, I didn't eat before I went to bed. I'm like, Jonathan. I'm like, you're like, we've had this conversation.
Yeah. I could eat
numerous
again right
times.
Now.
I know.
I made, I know we're getting off topic here, but.
What?
I know. Jinx. It's so unlike us. But I made drunken noodles tonight.
Did you?
Nice. While sober.
Yes, while sober. And there are things I would change. I followed the recipe.
Weird.
Which I don't normally do.
I don't do that.
But the only thing I did different is I added more vegetables.
And then even when I do follow the recipe, I still add an extra cup of wine.
So. Megan called me this weekend, too, and was like, I'm making that pasta again. I'm like, one cup of wine, right?
And I said, no, two, but I'm doubling it. But then I called for cheddar cheese. The show is so... I called Amy. I'm like, this does not sound right.
Didn't you... Wait, you already made it once?
I did
And now
make
you're making it,
once.
It again? And now you're double second guessing the cheese?
Yes. I can't remember if I put the cheese on the first time.
Okay. You need to be supervised while you're cooking.
I need to be supervised,
Megan,
period.
Megan, do you want to talk about what part of the rest of that conversation was about?
Yeah. Did you know that cheddar is not naturally yellow? Because I didn't. Because I told Amy, I'm like, you know, it's got wine in it. Like, I feel like white wine... A cheddar is not good with that. It's yellow. And Amy's like, but cheddar's normally white. And I said, no, it's not. She goes, no, it is. They put something in it to make it yellow. And I said, what? Mind blown. I did not know this.
A lot of it was to change the, so it wasn't just all white cheese in the deli sections too. But I love an extra sharp white cheddar.
Yeah,
I like white cheddar. An Irish cheddar, an English cheddar.
See, I
Vermont.
Thought that white cheddar and yellow cheddar were like different cheeses.
I mean, technically, they are, but they're still cheddars.
See, I didn't know that.
There's a lot of different kinds of
but
cheddar.
And then I'm like arguing with Amy. I'm like, this is not right. This is wrong. And she's like, you're
no,
dumb.
You did just
she
fine.
Didn't say that, but I know she thought it. I could pick up what she was thinking. She was like, you're 39. I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you.
I did not say that. No, I thought that when you put two cups of wine into a sauce.
First of all,
oh, here we go. Here we go.
I was like, one cup is for you. One cup is for us.
Even Amy's mom, she goes, my mom has never heard of that much wine in it.
No.
Yeah. That's like a soup.
It was. It took a long time to reduce.
Yep.
And hey, add butter.
We got there. You got it done. It tasted good. And you made it a second time.
And now
so
I learned.
Therefore, it was a good recipe.
People listening, and I don't remember if I told you this before, if you're cooking and you add too much of an alcoholic beverage to your sauce, a way to cut that is to add butter or oil. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Butter and oil.
I did not butter know that before oil. You had this
I know.
Fiesta.
I didn't know so. It either. And then Amy helped me. Mm-hmm. And then,
Amy P, that is, not me.
Amy P. Yeah, AP helped me. No, Amy, she didn't do anything for me.
No, I told her how to.
It was totally useless.
Okay, but to be fair, you were Snapchatting me.
Right.
Pictures.
And then
and
I
like,
called you.
Yeah,
because
you're
I can't
like, is
call
this what
Amy.
It's supposed to look like?
Every time I call Amy, I have to start every conversation with, I'm so sorry
I'm so
I called
sorry
you.
I'm calling. Well, you and I did talk about that dish for a bit. Well, and you called me from the liquor store.
I did. I did call you from the liquor store.
To find out what kind of wine to get.
Because
and
I was like,
okay
this is a phone call because I need an instant answer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
You guys, I'm a grown-up and I have no life skills.
No, Megan, you know what? I have known people through college who did not know how to boil water properly.
Well, if you want to save time, you boil it ahead of time and then you freeze it. And then when you want to cook with it, you just pull it out.
They would evaporate the water.
What?
Because they would forget about the pan on the stove.
Were they
shop.
Drunk?
Oh, my mom's done that.
No.
That does not surprise me.
Oh, Barb.
My mom was not drunk, but yeah.
Barb. Barb, Barb, Barb.
Barb, Barb, Barb.
We love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love you.
So anybody who cooks and is trying, I applaud you for it.
Yes.
And same with you, Megan. Doesn't mean I'm not going to giggle a little bit later because
oh,
I love you
for
dearly
sure.
and love your
you
stories.
Can giggle in the moment. I always recognize how stupid I am.
You're not stupid.
No. You're just not used to doing it. You get better as you go. None of us were perfect at the beginning.
I know. I have a lot of skills. Cooking is not one of them.
Have I told you about I made a lime meringue pie once. So instead of lemon, it's lime.
Yeah.
But I used too much juice. So I couldn't get the curd to set.
Oh.
So it was basically like drinking it with a straw.
Oh, nice.
It was real good.
Yeah.
But it never set.
That's when you just throw it in a blender and call it a shake.
I was very upset, but my dad's like, this is really good. Just eat it.
Dad. So sweet.
He actually made dinner tonight, too.
Did he?
It was check my Snap and also check my Instagram on my story. But it was like a chicken enchilada hot dish pasta soup type thing.
Oh, that
it
is
was really
so
good.
Minnesotan.
Hot dish hot pasta dish. Soup?
What is that?
With not Minnesota spice.
Oh, so
like,
no mayo
jalapenos.
Or ranch.
So actually spice, yeah.
Yeah,
so
actual jalapenos flavor. And hot chilies. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
I was at my father-in-law's yesterday and we were talking about Chipotle and how much we like it. And mm-hmm. his cousin, or John's cousin was there and he asked Jeff and Cheryl, my father-in-law and stepmother-in-law. And he goes, do you guys like Chipotle? And immediately I went, no, it's too spicy. For them, it's too weight, and they were like, "Yeah, that is way too spicy."
It's
oh,
too
are
spicy
they are they
mouth.
Wonder Bread is too spicy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're for sure like that.
Now I'll have to. My dad's been baking cookies too. Mm-hmm. He's
retirement
he's been,
is good for him.
Yes, it's been great. It's
good.
It's been good for us too. But
it's good my for
he has his mom's oatmeal raisin.
Oh,
recipe?
Gross. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're so good.
I'm not
oatmeal
a raisin
chocolate chip,
person.
Yes. Oatmeal raisin.
Yes.
I'm not always an oatmeal. I'm usually not a raisin fan. I don't
I'm
like
never
raisins.
A raisin
but,
fan.
But this is like my grandma's recipe, but it's kind of funny because on the recipe card, it lists out everything, but it doesn't list out the white sugar. It just lists out brown sugar, but then tells you to put the sugars in a bowl.
Oh,
but
no.
It doesn't tell you how much to use of the white sugar.
Right.
I mean,
if you're supposed
white
to use white
and brown
sugar,
are kind
so,
of similar amounts.
Right. Well, and you know, another recipe that I use for chocolate chip, it's like 3/4 a cup, 3/4 a cup. Well, this one was 1 cup of brown sugar. It was like, well, do a half cup of white sugar, and they have come out almost caramelized.
Yum.
So even like as an oatmeal raisin, really good.
But I will
he
say
also makes chocolate chip toffee with a caramel syrup in it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, we need to be over. I need to taste test these except the raisins. I will say I do like raisins if they're the 1990s clay
no,
group.
California raisins?
The California raisins. Yep.
Nope. Creepy as hell.
Hater's going to stop right there.
I'm going to agree with AP that any kind of thing that is like an inanimate object, but that has human...
Except for Mr. Potato
mouth,
Head.
Mostly is what freaks me out.
You cannot pick and choose what vegetables
I
and fruits
don't
are
like raisins
humanized.
Anyways, and I like potatoes. So therefore, Mr. Potato Head is fine. And he's not creepy in Toy Story.
Neither are the raisins. They are not creepy.
Purple turds.
Okay. Well, we'll just agree that I'm right and you're wrong, and
we'll
move on.
I know that raisins are grapes, but aren't the raisins? I know they're called California raisins, but they're singing "Heard It Through the Grapevine," right?
Yes.
So they're like showing you that they're grapes, but still, they're not as creepy to me as some other things that are like with the human features that gross
me out. Oh my God, what is it called? What is it called when they give human features to
anthropomorphic?
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you guys think we should get back to the episode?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I don't even know.
It's okay. This has been fun, but there are some things that I want to hit on.
I'm sorry.
Not people.
Who do you want to hit on, Amy? Jeez. Between twiddling your
first
knobs.
First you're twiddling your knobs. Now you're hitting on people. Does Greg know this is going on?
Okay. The twiddling the knobs things, you guys, that was before you guys joined. I got a brand new microphone and I was telling the ladies
she was twiddling her
I
knobs.
Was going to jump on early and twiddle my knobs and make sure everything was okay.
And then AP goes, whatever you do in your free time.
I know, but she had already responded to herself like, oh my God.
I knew as I was typing twiddling that one of you was going to say something. So I just caught it.
Lucky for you, we both did.
Yup.
Okay, so one of the things that we started to talk about and then somehow we got off on...
That's so cooking. Rare. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. It never happens. You guys, it never happens here.
Never.
So when Amy was talking about the guy being the collector.
That's right.
And Daniel, he doesn't believe that part. I don't really buy that, he says.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he goes, I've got a good feeling here now. And Amy went, she like did almost a cartoon.
Then why did you call them?
Yeah. And then Steve's downright pissed. And he goes, oh, unless you drop dead, then you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to put you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally cheer for Steve, but I cheered for Steve in that one.
Yeah.
That was such a great impression, too.
It was. I was like, Steve? Then I was like, no, it's
Steve.
Amy.
Are you there?
It's just me.
Is Steve in the room with us?
I'm just really, really good at impressions.
You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was not impressed with this episode.
Yeah. I enjoyed watching it. I was really dubious of the clients because they were like, I feel like someone's watching. It's just ooky. You know, it's icky.
I feel like someone's watching me all the time, but it's four sets of dog eyes.
Dog eyes, right. I felt like I was like, big whoop. Nothing that you're experiencing sounds that creepy to me.
Mm-hmm. Have
I don't
you
know
been
why
scratched?
You have to call a team in for this.
Like, you haven't been scratched. Nothing's flying off the shelves.
Right.
You know, knives aren't flying across at you.
Right.
You don't have a portal.
And it's not to say that there's nothing there. Obviously, there's stuff there. Amy
there's
found
stuff
it.
Going mm-hmm. on.
But I don't think they're that sensitive. No. I don't think that they were that upset by the things that were going on. I don't think they even saw half the things that were going on.
I don't think they cared. They wanted the publicity.
Again, going back to we've talked about before, like things in the area getting connected to the specific location. The plane accident happened a mile away.
Yeah.
And it's a silent movie theater. Like that is
those are the two
things that connected. And potentially the people in the box may have been
the spirits of those that were on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
And
I will say that the artist in this was really good.
Yeah.
Because those sketches, the box one was mm-hmm. creepy. I will say yes. That one was
creepy.
And
really all those
creepy.
People in the background mm-hmm. yes. with their like, it looked like 1920s or 30s yes. hats. Yeah,
they looked like
stuff.
They were just like at a bar.
At like the heyday yeah. of the theater mm-hmm. and when Mae West and Charlie Chaplin mm-hmm. were mm-hmm.
movie theaters used to look like dinner theaters mm-hmm. like that, you know?
Yeah.
They weren't all just row seating.
But I also found it really interesting with when Steve was like, he was so fascinated by the people doing the airplanes or whatever. And he's like, well, that's not safe what they were doing. But you know what? I watched recently, it was like a video of a woman who was a wing walker. So
that's so scary.
Mm-hmm, the double decker ones where they had to go and change out tires and things, landing equipment.
My grandfather on my mother's side was mm-hmm. a pilot. Mm. And the family lore is that my grandmother was a wing walker.
It was usually women or smaller men who would be the wing walkers because they didn't tilt the plane or they could balance out the plane.
This is
because
scaring
these are
me.
The biplanes, and they would walk out like they weren't even in the plane when they would take off. They would be on the side and they would get up next to the other plane. Like there's a video of this woman and she is holding on to a tire that she has to go sure. and change out. So she's
oh
walking
my
across
God.
And then goes down underneath and she's just hooking her arm. But think about all the like the skyscrapers when they built those or like that mm-hmm. iconic picture where they're sitting out
yep,
eating lunch
on
or whatnot.
Yep.
Nobody's using anything no, to keep themselves
sir.
Protected.
That's why the age my new webcam is here. That's why age
life
people died was earlier because there was mm-hmm. nothing. There was no safety.
Well, yeah, and we've talked about before, too, the
right.
life expectancy overall.
Yeah.
The average age was slighted because of the number of people that died in childhood.
Right.
So yeah. when we always think about, because this is how we kind of were taught, is yeah. that, oh, people only lived to like they were 30 or 40 and you were real old if you lived to 40. No, it's yeah. just because so many didn't make it past yeah. a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's not vaccinate our children.
Why would we do something so silly, Megan?
That's so
silly. I
don't
understand.
I don't. No vaccines here.
All right.
Just kidding. I do.
Coming up on time. Is there anything else we need to cover? Anything else you wanted to talk about?
I mean, we could cover a lot of things related to the show, probably.
Related to this episode is what I mean.
No.
Okay.
It was a good episode, but it wasn't as... It was just a lighter episode, which again,
well, and I think,
is
you
not
know,
bad.
If you watch this right. episode, you can go back and find the Ghost Adventures
mm-hmm.
episode mm-hmm. and do a comparison, because I bet that the owners or managers that are there are different than the ones that we see in
Do we
this
know
episode.
What happened to Daniel, the owner? Did he sell the one in this episode, not the other guy?
So
he must
Daniel
have.
in this episode, mm-hmm. he was brought in as the manager. He was not the owner.
Oh, right. Right.
Does he still there?
Can't find his name anywhere. And anything you look up that's attached, it's the other Daniel or
mm-hmm.
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy must have fallen off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Because there is
part of
Australia.
No. Not. This guy,
oh.
the one in the episode, he's good. He wasn't. He
yeah,
wasn't.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He wasn't somebody who had alleged assaults against him.
Pervy.
Right.
I'm talking about the previous owner that would have been around during the Ghost Adventures, potentially.
Yeah.
That guy must have fallen off the face of the earth because there is nothing. You can find his last name in articles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You cannot find anything about him. You can find stuff about his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find like one picture that's got those two and then another owner that they all started this fund for what used to own that theater.
Okay.
And that's where all the corruption was happening with everything. So Dan.
Alleged assaults.
Yep. Dan is gone. Daniel, I would assume, is still there unless he found something new.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much you can find about like any of the people from this Dead Files episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad, but
no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Oh, right. Well. Okay, so should we wrap it up?
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for joining us, everyone. Next week, we will be discussing the Dead Files episode called Killed by the Clan. which I chose.
Ooh, yeah.
It is all the way back to season one, episode 7 on Max anyway. Probably something different everywhere
Probably
else.
Something different any other place.
Always.
And so, you know, if you want to view it a week ahead, just look for Killed by the Clan instead of worrying about it should be the episode number. One no matter what. But
is that one in the Everglades or is that the one that in not the Everglades?
That is not the Everglades.
Those are the only two places in Florida.
I do believe it's in Florida, though.
Yeah, both of yours are Florida. Yep.
And I grabbed it because when I saw the title, I was like, okay, I remember Amy Allen talking about this one. Mm-hmm. And she talked about it in, I believe it's season 3, the first episode of season 3 is a sit-down Q&A with Jim Casey, the creator of the show. Mm-hmm. And I believe she said this one was the scariest one she'd ever done. Granted, it was only... she'd only been doing this for 3 years.
So, Megan, you got to watch this at 11 o'clock at night.
Nope. You're not funny.
I think I'm a hoot.
I'll watch it at noon.
This might be the one where one of the spirits was in the reveal with her. I don't remember.
There were a couple of those.
There was a couple. There was one where a little girl was hiding under a table. I remember that.
I feel like there's a really interesting one in Key West, but I can't remember.
I remember there was one where... I think when she was doing the reveal, they had to stop it because she kept getting distracted from the spirit yelling at her not to say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that was this one.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
But I like going back to these early ones because I think it's fun to see them when they look so young. And
they're little babies.
They're little babies. And when Steve is not like gross. So rude to Amy. Mm-hmm. Like one of the early ones that we just did, you know, a couple weeks ago or whatever, was an early one. And when Amy like verified something that Steve found, or he verified something she found or whatever, when she said the name and this is what was going on, he like looked at her like he was in awe of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was so
when
cool.
Back when we filmed at your, or recorded at your house.
Yeah. Was it that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
It was a season 2 episode.
Yeah. Season 2.
That one.
So that's what we're doing next week.
Yep.
Our spring break series. And
continues. Like the activity. I don't know, you guys. I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
thanks for listening,
thanks,
everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please reach out if you have a spooky story you'd like us to share on the show. We can be reached at theactivitycontinues@gmail.com or through our website or any of our socials. Links are all in the description of the show. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues. The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network. We are also proud members of the Boo Pod Network of super cool podcasts.
Nailed it.